Channel 7, we saw yesterday as we're sitting here in the room that they're expecting, well, some of their experts are expecting property in Sydney to go up 20% in the next 2 years. It's already flying. Well, the man who I believe knows more about this, in my opinion, than anyone else I know, is this bloke here. Let's do this. Working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. If you have any questions at all relating to mortgages, property, etc., jump on the phone and have a chat to those at First Point Mortgage Brokers, 9527-2230, or simply Google First Point Mortgage Brokers. They've got you covered there. Plenty of ex-bankers. They are very, very experienced and know their stuff when it comes to home loans and mortgages, etc. Sydney's homegrown experts in banking and finance, and the El Capitano of that particular ship is our man, Troy Phillips. G'day, Troy.
Joel, how are you, buddy? How you going?
We're going great, and the first Tuesday of every month, we bring you in, we get the update on the interest rates. What's the state of play, Troy?
Well, mate, no surprise there. The interest rates have stayed on hold, and they're going to, you know, the Governor of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, has kept them on hold, and I think they're going to be on hold for quite some time. Joel, I think where we're sitting in the economy, it probably makes sense. I mean, you're reading where, you know, people are talking, as you said before, people are talking, property's going to jump up by as much as 20%. And 20% plus, and but the people that were saying that were also saying it was going to fall by 30% during COVID about 6 months ago. So to all the listeners, I always say to anyone out there, people are getting FOMO, do your reading, do your listening, and keep a lid on it, and don't get taken away by all the clickbait that's out there regarding regarding housing prices, etc.
Mate, the prices going up 20%, would that be, you know, would that be COVID? People, let's say celebrities and that moving over here, you know, like, aka, you know, Mark Wahlberg trying to shoot movies over here. Is that kind of giving Australia a boost in why everything's going up, or is it just the way the things are going at the moment?
Look, I think, Dougie, how are you too? We haven't
good,
met.
Good, mate. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Mate, you're slotting in well there.
Yeah, you're right. I'll be full time here before you know it.
Mate, Fletch, you'll be worried. You're just doing well, mate. So I'll get to catch you one day.
Yeah.
Mate, I think, look, when you look at all the prices, you read the papers and, you know, you see someone who lives somewhere and it's gone up by this and that, but there's still plenty of good buying out there. I mean, units haven't kicked a lot, and that's where the first homeowners are going. But coming back to prices, you've got to remember, places like Perth and South Australia have done nothing for forever and a day for a while, and you know, when Adelaide's kicking along, you know you've got issues. But so when they're talking 10%, it's taking into account a smaller portion of the market. Overall, I think January prices went up 2.1%. So you've got to read into the numbers a bit more than you just get pumped out in the press. But we have had a lot of people returning, and remember, a lot of the people returning to Australia are expats that have worked as, you know, in high flying jobs in the UK. You know, they're not the usual sort of heads returning, and so they're spending money in big areas. So yeah, I mean, Byron Bay's kicking and regional Australia's taken off, but more to do with urban sprawl, etc. So there's a lot of truth in that, but the people that are returning to Australia are well-heeled and have got a lot of money to spend, and it is, you know, some of these mega mansions that are getting pushed up is just sheer huge tech money and that coming back in, but generally the market's probably not where it was in 2017. Now, in saying that, I think it'll probably go past that by April. But we're not at the top of that market. And you know, I was looking at these numbers just out of interest yesterday. I think if you look at where Australia was, you go back to January, just go back before Scott Morrison jumped on TV, and we thought we were never going to get a beer for the whole of 2021 or 2020. You know, we never thought we'd see the inside of a pub again. Mm. Australia was struggling, but January 2020, we weren't hitting the ball out of the park, and I think COVID got all the pain away in 6 months, not 2 years. And you look around the world now, it had the same problem. So it allowed the Australian government to throw a lot more money and stimulus back in, and you guys would be seeing it through your advertisers coming back on, and plenty of your clients going, "I've never had it so good." You talk to your local tradies and your mates out there; they've never had it so good. So the good businesses have come out of this in really good shape as well, and that's reflecting that good small businesses are really, really kicking goals, and people are spending money on their houses, and people are upgrading. So that's where you're getting all the upkick in housing from and homes, but unit hasn't flowed onto units yet.
We speak with Troy Phillips, who's a doyen of borrowing. How many years have you been in the borrowing game, Troy?
Mate, I worked out the other day. I wanted to be a school teacher, and my father wouldn't let me go to the Catholic Teachers College for all the right reasons. So I joined Westpac and studied part-time, and that was in December 1985, so wow. A long time.
Wow. Okay.
A long time, Joel.
So if you have, and this is a good time of year, if you have any mortgage inquiries to check whether you've got the right home loan, you want to know what your borrowing power is, jump on the phone, give First Point Mortgage Brokers a call. Firstpointmortgagebrokers.com.au is the website, or call them on 9527 2230. Now, just this is a question without notice, Troy. There's chat around a very, very strong chance. And if this is the case, we are blessed in this country to have the Olympics back here again in the space of only 32 years. If Brisbane got the Olympics in southeast Queensland, should we all start at least thinking about potentially investing up there in the south of Queensland?
I don't have a view on it. Is it 32? Is it 32 years away?
No, 2032 is they're saying.
2032 Olympics.
Sorry. Yeah, I do. The 2032 Olympics. Well, you know, I think they'll definitely get them, but I don't know what the sports will be then. But I wouldn't be backing buying property on the basis of the Olympics in 2032 in Brisbane. But I'm not a property picker, so I wouldn't be rushing up there yet. There's plenty of property up there. I think the best house you get is the only one you get is the one that you get. Capital gain three is your owner occupied house first. So my advice always is to buy that one. You get one chance to do it. It's capital gain three and pay it off as fast as you can as a start. But you know, there'll definitely be pockets of it that'll kick along. And southeast Queensland's, it's the first market to go up and it's the first market to go down generally. So keep an eye on it. But I wouldn't be making any calls on property up there right at the moment.
Before you go, last time
Sydney,
we chatted,
Sydney's a pretty good spot.
Yeah, you said never short Sydney property, which means don't sell it basically. And my wife was talking to me about Zip Pay shares. She said, "Oh, the girlfriends and they're buying with Zip Pay these days." And I told the story how I bought Afterpay shares at $7. Bloody sold them at $15. They hit $150. Have you got any updates on the buy now, pay later sort of type players?
Got a real kick. I think the millennials love that, the buy now, pay later, or as the pros call it, Joel, the BNPL. It's got serious legs. I mean, the consumers love it, the investors too. I think the big ones are like, as you said, Zip Pay, Afterpay, and that Klarna, and you see a lot of those Klarna ads on TV. But there's a lot of smart guys involved in that. They're tech guys. So I think they've actually come out with some, and you'll read more, they've come out with their own path. They're self-regulating, which means they're smarter than letting the government regulate them. So they're looking at putting caps on late fees and charges and self-exclusion. But, you know, I always say to the younger listeners, be careful with that stuff because the retailer's job is to get you to spend more money. And the buy now, pay later, they want you to use the facility, so they don't really care. And they're saying it's not a credit product. Look, you've got to pay it back one day. As my old man always said, a bit of folding never hurts. So if you can't afford it, bypass it, I'd say. The government probably does need to take another look because you don't want them reflecting dressed-up payday lenders that are, you know, getting people into contracts that are going to be revolving for the next, you know, 2 years of their life.
Through my own experience, Troy, I personally endorse yourself and the good people at firstpointmortgagebrokers.com.au. So if you feel like you need to ask any questions around mortgages, etc., give them a call on 9527 2230. Troy, thanks for your time again, champion.
Legends.
Thanks,
Joel.
Have a good one.
Well done.